Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Another bumper crop edition of Clanfidential as I'm joined by Charlie Combs. And Charlie, you know what? The last, say, 7-8 games have been going fairly well. You're back in the mix now after another bout with injury. But it's great to have you back, including a big goal on Saturday.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's always good battling with the boys. Obviously, it's been a tough year for myself and, you know, trying to stay healthy. But no, it was good to get going again this weekend. And yeah, the guys have been playing well and we've been trying to find those results and they're starting to come, which is nice to see.
Last 7 games out of a possible 14 points, we've taken 10 points, a couple of overtime dramas as well. Overtime seems to be our thing this year, certainly. But a big goal by one of your top friends there, Philippe Sanche, on Saturday night. I mean, that was... There's been some good comebacks this year, but are you getting to the point where you're going, okay, let's forget about the comebacks, guys. Let's just get on top of teams from the get-go so we don't need all this late drama.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's definitely taken some years off our lives here. Pretty stressful, but no, I just think that shows kind of the resilience that we have in our room is, you know, we never really give up. It's always, you know, we have it in there. It's just finding it through full 60. And I think but back to Phil, I mean, if you look at what he's been doing the past couple of weeks, finally getting back from, I mean, he had a tough injury too. So, you know, he's found his stride and man, has he taken off and it's fun to see.
Yeah, that's kind of what the you know, the fans that loved him in his previous stops and the fans that hated him from the opposition on his previous stops. I think we're starting to see the best of Philippe Sanche now after, like, let's be honest, he's had a tough year with injury as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And from our time playing together in Dundee, I think he's probably one of my favorite hockey players I've ever got to watch just because of, you know, we're the same size. But, I mean, he has no quit in him and his skill and his shot is just something fun to watch. So, yeah.
Well, Clanfidential is more about having some fun. It's fun that we've got 10 of our last 14 points. Maybe not fun that it has to go to overtime or an overtime loss, but certainly in seventh as we record this, trying to work our way up the table. But it's more about having some fun with you right now, Charlie. So I wanted to ask you, who is your favorite player when you were growing up?
Favorite player was Joe Sakic. I don't know why, but I somehow found a love for him in Colorado. I mean, what a player he was. But I remember going to a Blues game wearing a Joe Sakic jersey against Colorado. I remember my dad he took me. But yeah, I don't know why. He's just such a good hockey player. Just scored a lot of goals and it was fun to watch.
Well, you talk about the Sanche goal in overtime the other night, popping the water bottle. That was a Joe Sakic special.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, that's something that I like to do too when I'm feeling good. So, you know, took after him for sure.
What about your favorite team? So you wore the Avs jersey to a Blues game, but who did you grow up cheering for? Was it the Avs or was it the Blues?
It was, you know, I've never really had a favorite NHL team. I've kind of now just started to slip onto the Blues bandwagon a little bit, but, you know, I've always just been a fan of the game. I just like watching hockey. So, I guess I'd have to give it to the Blues just being a hometown boy, but you know, I loved watching Jerome McGinley too when he was in Calgary, so there's that. And then obviously Colorado had Forsberg and Hajduk and Sakic, and you know their rivalry with Detroit was always something fun to watch too.
Yeah, they had that was old school, wasn't it? I mean, it's been a long time since there's been bench clearing brawls like those Red Wings Avs days. No, who's I mean, we haven't had one this year, but who knows? I mean, we probably had everything else this year, so I won't say there. Never say never to the bench clearance. So, although yeah, we've probably had enough injuries that we don't need any of that. Who's been the biggest influence on your career to date, Combsy?
Yeah, I just think it's an easy one for me. That's my brother. You know, he just newly retired, being 35, and you know, he's someone I talk to every day about. You know, just my daily life and how everything's going with hockey, and bounce ideas off him. And I can always remember when I was a kid, just watching and growing up to him and going to his hockey games when I was a little boy. And then, you know, watching him go through the junior route was fun too. And I mean, what a player he was. So he was supposed to come over here, and I missed that opportunity to play with him 1 year pro, which was definitely a goal of ours, but you know, he's off to bigger and better coaching. So happy for him. And it's fun watching him start the new chapter to his life.
And Coach Jason Morgan, I mean, look, fans like to be left behind the curtain. So maybe we'll give them a little bit of a thrill here. I mean, you guys were coming over here. You're going to play together for the Clan. Jason Morgan had a real good relationship. I mean, he says your brother wanted to score on every shift, let alone in every game. It was like just an intensity that you could not believe. So I guess a little insider information. That would have been a lot of fun, but he got the offer of the coaching role that he couldn't turn down. But just talk about before that came about, what were you guys talking about coming to play for Jason Morgan and the Clan?
Well, he played for Morgy in I was in Hungary, and they won a championship together. And he's been playing in Allen in the ECHL for a while now. And you know, him and his wife loved it down there. And I've kind of told him that, hey, like I don't want to go to the coast. I would like to stay over here and, you know, keep building over my career over here. And Hannah, his wife, was like, yeah, we should maybe do one last stop overseas. And he told me that Morgy was the only coach he'd play for. And you know, from there it was pretty obvious to me that Morgy was a great guy, great coach. And it really hasn't backed down from that. So I've grown a great relationship with Morgy, and you know, I'm happy to be playing here now with him, and then for another year with him too.
Yeah, it's a pity your brother didn't come over. I think that you guys would have absolutely been menaces to nine other teams, but that's the reality. And certainly the injuries you've had, sometimes it doesn't always work out the way you want, but it sounds like he's doing well. And hopefully if he's watching this, we wish him well in the coaching journey. We've asked a couple of your teammates when they come on here about sort of, you know, the pregame meal, the pregame ritual. Is there anything funky that you have to do pregame, or a special meal? Is there anything that kind of fuels Charlie Combs on a good night?
I can't say that I'm too superstitious. I got a good routine that I like to do, but you know, if I have to change it up, then I can change it up. But no, I mean, my routine definitely starts in the morning, but I think pregame's been chicken and rice for a long time. And then, you know, we'll change up the sauce whenever it gets boring, and then pretty much just nap for the rest of the day, and then get to the rink really early. And then, just kind of from there, get some sewer ball in. The boys have changed up some of the rules here, though, and have been pretty mean about it the last couple of times. So definitely fires me up before the game.
I heard that you get fired up playing a bit of a board game as well. There's a board game there that's I think some of the guys tried to gang up on you a few times.
Yeah, we get some fierce Catan battles over here. Gary is just a little sour that I started playing probably in December, and you know, I've been whooping up on him. So he tries to get the other guys to pick on me, and it definitely fires me up. So just a competitor.
they said that you don't want to lose at anything. So that's exactly what we need in these next 10 or 11 games as we try and certainly move up the table and make sure we're in the playoffs. What's the favorite music for Charlie Combs, whether it's on the Spotify list or in the dressing room? Or
yeah, for me, it's just kind of depending on the mood. you know, I like rap, hip hop, but I would say just pretty much an everyday country guy. I like country music. I like to say that Luke Combs is my cousin, but he's not. We do look alike, but can't have the same last name, but that's about it. But no, I love Luke Combs, love Morgan Wallen and all the basic guys. So pretty nice.
I think that you're probably a better singer than Luke Combs is a hockey player. So you can take that as a personal victory over him.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
What are you binging like on the travel? Obviously, there is some long travel days from Glasgow to the likes of Guildford or whatever. Like, what are you watching on Netflix or what are you binging?
Yeah, I'm actually a terrible TV show watcher, so I'll start something, but I never finish it. But I pretty much just watch the same things: The Office, Friends, How I Met Your Mother, Entourage. You know, those are stuff that I just like to put on the background, kind of just every night or on the bus, just to, you know, get me through. And, you know, I already know what's going to happen, so it's pretty easy. I don't have to focus too hard, so I can do whatever I want besides that.
What's your favorite city? Because you've played in some cool places, obviously. And what's your, whether it's on a vacation or a stop in your hockey career, what's your favorite city you've been to and why?
That's a tough one. You know, Belfast has always been somewhere that you know, it's cool to go visit. And you know, and when we were in Dundee, we have to hit the ferry, so we could always bounce downtown for a little bit and walk around. So that was kind of cool to see. But you know, it's usually just business trips, so you're usually just in and out of cities. So I haven't really gotten to explore too much. I can't think of really any college cities that I went to. I remember Wisconsin, Madison was pretty beautiful. I was injured when we went there, and you know, it was snowing, and all the fraternity houses were on the big lake in Madison. And we went and walked around, and everyone was just playing pond hockey and, you know, having a good time on the lake. So that was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, you'd miss the things like pond hockey all grew up playing around like that, and certainly a little different. Who's the toughest guy, and not just fighting, but like the toughest guy you've ever faced or the toughest guy you've ever played with, someone who just played the game the right way, hard every night?
That's a good one. I would say one of the tougher guys ever. I played with Gags, and you know, Gags was in Nottingham last year, and I played with him in the coast. Kyle Hoff and Bundy was a tough customer. So those guys are pretty close to my 1-2 punch, but that's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
Oh yeah, Matthew Gagnon. I think Dyson Stevenson said that Matthew Gagnon didn't lose a lot of fights in his career. I think Kyle Haas was in that same boat that year in Dundee.
Well, I saw Dice fight both those guys right up close. So, you know, Dice can easily put his name into that list too. I remember it was one of my first games in the coast, and I didn't know who Dice was, and I knew Gags was kind of a loose cannon, and watching Dice stand toe-to-toe with him is one of the more impressive things I've ever seen.
Yeah, certainly fights like a heavyweight Dyson Stevenson. Hopefully he'll be back in the lineup soon as well. Who is, you mentioned loose cannons or characters. Who's the funniest guy in the room? Who's the funniest clan teammate? You talk about Catan and the guys trying to wind you up. It sounds like it's probably a lot of fun in there sometimes.
Yeah, no, we have a good group. You know, it's hard to pick one. You know, Lyncher is a clown in his own ways, and you know, he's a goofball for sure. And then Lacko, got to know him really well this year, and he's hilarious. So I would say those two. Pelly's funny in his own way too. Got to give him a little shout out for that. But Solar, obviously, everyone said him. I didn't want to say him because his head's getting a little too big. But him, Redzi, they always are bickering at the boys. So I don't know, we just have a good dynamic. Everyone's funny in their own way, and you know, it's nice because it keeps the room light, and you know, it's fun to go to the rink every day.
Well, you talk about Pelly coming off a big hat trick in that comeback Saturday, but how about your buddy Philip Sanch? We'll go back to him. I think he's got 6 goals in his last 4 games, and you guys are roommates. Is that like ignite the competitive fire in you to start getting going? You had a big goal on Saturday yourself.
I don't want to say that I don't want to say nowhere. Yeah, I mean, I love seeing him contribute, and it's fun watching that. But, you know, I it's not that I want to do better than him, because I obviously want him, you know, to do as best he can. And if that means I got to take a different role, then that's fine. But no, I mean, I definitely want to produce too. So, you know, it's fun watching him play, and if I can keep learning from him, and obviously Pelly, his recent success with the hat trick was awesome to see too.
You guys must have some pretty interesting conversations, Sanchi and Combsy. It could probably be a sitcom or a reality show in that apartment.
We got some goofy talks going. He's a clown in his own way too. So, no, it's fun. He, you know, we became really good friends in Dundee, and in my stint in Denmark, we kept in touch, and I knew we were always going to try to get back together. And you know, once my brother kind of committed to coming over, he was the first person I brought up to my brother to, you know, talk to Morgie about, and you know, and I was pretty pumped to get him.
It is incredible. The hockey world, as big as it can be, you mentioned you're stopping Denmark, as big as it can be, sometimes it's not really that big at all, is it, the hockey world?
No, it's everybody knows someone. So it's a pretty tight-knit community, which is awesome. And, you know, there's a bunch of really great guys, which makes it even better.
If you weren't a hockey player, and there's many years to go, there's no doubt many more goals, many more championships, hopefully, in the storied career of Charlie Combs. But if not a hockey player, what would the career of choice be, do you think?
That's one of the better questions I'll probably get in a while. Honestly, my life has been hockey for, 27 years I've been on Earth, so I don't see it being any different. You know, but I'm not the best golfer in the world, but I mean, seeing what they do, that'd be pretty fun. Being nice weather all day and just be on the course. So maybe that.
Actually, that's come up a few times. That and fireman seems to be a popular mention from some of your teammates. And I guess it's the sporty, competitive. I guess if it's a fireman, you want to be around the guys. Golf would be, again, trying to test yourself against other top athletes. So it's always a question that gets a similar answer.
For sure. Yeah. And for some reason, the similarities to it, I don't know. All hockey players love golf, which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice to have the time off in the summer, isn't it? Look, it's been a testing season at times. At times, it hasn't been good enough. We all know that. There's been a lot of injuries, including like Petrick and a few guys still out, which is a shame. But when you look at it, and like we said, over the last seven games, possible 14 points, 10 in the bank, we've moved up to seventh, a modest gain there. But there's every reason to believe that with the guys getting healthy and guys like yourself back in the lineup, there's good things in these last 11 games as we try and solidify our spot in the table. Is there a message from Charlie Combs to the Purple Army? Because you look at it, I mean, we're sold out most nights. There's a lot of passion for this team. It's unquestionable. Really good fans around this club.
Yeah, no, I can say the fan base has been great. You know, they're there every night for us, and you know, we can really feel the energy. Obviously, like you said, sometimes it's not good enough, and you know, we know that too in the room. It frustrates us more that we're letting them down than kind of anything. So no, just thank you for everything, and keep bringing the noise, because we're going to need you for this final stretch. And you know, we love your passion. We love, you know, your chance and everything. And it's great to be on your side. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, I'd say you heard all sorts of language when you were a member of the Dundee Stars. And now you're hearing the roar of the crowd in a good way when you score a big goal at Brayhead Arena.
Exactly. It's nice to hear. And, you know, hopefully there's many more of those too.
Oh, well, Charlie, thanks for taking the time to join us. And a big weekend ahead again against the Storm and the Panthers. And I guess the good thing in the position we find ourselves in is a lot of our games are around teams that are around us in the standings. So it must feel good to control the destiny a little bit as well. There's not a lot of sort of like, oh, we need mathematical help. If we win against these teams, we will move up the table.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's playoff starts now kind of mentality. That's what we've had that going on for a bit now. So you know, we're in the thick of things, and you know, we can kind of control our own destiny, and we can get going. If we get going here, we can climb up the standings a little bit, and you know, make it a nicer way up to hopefully getting that Nottingham weekend.
Well, Charlie Combs, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clanfidential. All the best to you and your roommate, Philip Sanche, in the next 10 games, because it's going to be a lot of fun to watch you guys back, both being healthy at the same time. But thanks for taking the time today, buddy, and we'll see you on the weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.